Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today marks the beginning of the fresh new season for the Boston Red Sox as they play the season opener in Baltimore against the Orioles. The Fenway opener is coming up this Friday. So will this year be a repeat of last year's World Series team? Here to talk about the Red Sox prospects this year is our baseball analyst, Glenn Stout. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Bob.
So give us your big picture. What's your outlook for the season for the Red Sox?
Well, my outlook for the season this year, you know, last year I didn't expect very much of them, and they certainly surprised everybody. This year, I think people are perhaps a little too optimistic after last year. There seems to be some thought that, well, all they have to do is do what they did last year and they're going to be fine. But doing what they did last year is going to be very, very difficult because you had so many people have pretty good years.
All right, let's talk about the pitching staff. John Lester is on the mound today for opening day. He's had a very good spring training. How's the rest of the staff?
Well, Lester is the guy you really don't worry about very much, and I think Buchholz is pretty close to there, too. Once again, I think you worry about the other guys in the rotation. Particularly, my concern is John Lackey, who, you know, certainly bounced back last year and had a terrific year. Is he going to keep it together this year and do it one more time?
All right, behind the plate, how's Red Sox hitting look?
Well, you know, they got A.J. Pierzynski replacing Saltamacchia. Pierzynski's a very good offensive catcher. The problem is he's not a particularly good defensive catcher, and there's some indication from his past that he can be a little bit of a problem in the clubhouse a bit. He's a tough guy. He's a sharp-tongued guy. We'll have to see how he fits. But they traded offense for defense.
It's been a very tough spring training for the designated hitter, Big Poppy David Ortiz. He went 2-for-35 at the plate, 12 strikeouts. Red Sox also had big hopes for Jackie Bradley Jr., but he had a rough time. In fact, so rough that he's been sent back to the minors. How big a concern are those two holes for the team's offense?
Well, I'm not as concerned about center field, quite frankly, as I am about DH. I mean, Grady Sizemore came out and had a terrific spring. He's used to be with Cleveland, had some real injury problems. He had a spring this year like Jackie Bradley had last year. Now, we'll see how he performs, but you do have two people in that slot. I worry a little bit more about David Ortiz because at his age, everything can go relatively quickly. Now, he did sign the big contract extension. He seems to be happy. But after watching him this spring, I'm a little bit concerned. You don't want to see some drop-off from that position. If that happens, the Red Sox could be in some real trouble.
All right, let's talk about competition in the American League East. Where is the competition this year?
Well, I think the competition is up and down the Eastern Seaboard. You know, it's starting down in Tampa. Tampa has that good young pitching staff, which they always do, which makes them tough for everybody. And I think the Yankees are much improved. The pitcher they got from Japan, Tanaka, looks better than advertised. They've made some other big changes. They added Brian McCann, a catcher. The difference, of course, between those two teams is that Tampa doesn't have the resources to adjust if somebody gets hurt, and the Yankees, like the Red Sox, do.
Well, the Yankees certainly spent a lot of dough in the offseason acquiring people, as you mentioned, including he who should not be mentioned, Jacoby Ellsbury.
They did. You know, I think one of the best bets to make this year is who's going to play the most games in center field, Grady Sizemore or Jacoby Ellsbury. Right now, the over-under is about 50 on each of them.
Baseball analyst Glenn Stout, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning, as you have for many opening days.
Thank you very much, Bob. I look forward to it.